USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday dismissed an effort by attorneys general to mount a legal defense of a Trump-era immigration restriction that the Biden administration has since rescinded. The Trump-era rule directed federal immigration authorities to deny U.S. entry and green card requests of immigrants who are likely to become reliant on government money. Retired U.S. District Judge Vanessa Gilmore on CBS News.
They said they did not grant certiorari to rule on the merits. They only granted certiorari with the intent to determine whether or not those 13 states could proceed against the city of San Francisco.
Two American veterans from Alabama who are helping Ukraine fight against Russia are missing amid reports they've been captured by Russian-backed separatists. Relatives of 27-year-old Andy Hwin and 39-year-old Alexander Druk have been in contact with the state's congressional offices seeking information about the men's whereabouts. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A rare U.S. military ground raid in northwestern Syria has captured a top ISIS leader. The operation in Syria on Thursday was called Operation Inherent Resolve. The detained individual was assessed to be an experienced bomb maker and one of the group's top leaders in Syria. There were no U.S. injuries. The mostly partisan January 6th committee will continue Thursday with Vice President Mike Pence being the focus. Let's get an update.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the United States will contribute an additional $1 billion in security assistance to Ukraine following President Biden's phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
This package also includes $650 million in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds, and that will help Ukraine defend itself with two additional Harpoon coastal defense systems and thousands of secure radios, night vision devices, and thermal sights and other optics.
Taiwan sees a very threatening China these days. Taiwan Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told Newsmax overnight his country is preparing to be invaded.
For 2 weeks with its aircraft strike group, Liaoning, and they have also conducted air exercises around Taiwan, especially in southern part of our ADIZ. And in several occasions, they also crossed the medium line of the Taiwan Strait, which has been safeguarding status quo and peace and stability over this area for years. And moreover, their spokesperson for the PLA has spoken about the medium line of the Taiwan Strait does not exist because Taiwan is part of China. And very recently, their Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson also talked about Taiwan as part of China, and therefore the Taiwan Strait is not an international water. So if we put all this together, we see a very threatening China these days.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.